there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Big trade today, and I guess you could say we've seen the breadcrumbs for this trade for the last few years, and all the issues with Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. And now today, finally, it's official. Stephon Diggs is traded to the Houston Texans for a second-round pick next year. And along with Diggs, the Bills also send a fifth-round pick and a sixth-round pick, future picks, to the Houston Texans. So, Rob, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, we saw this coming a mile away. Not shocking at all. If you go back to the when he was excused that day at, what is it, off-season workouts or whatever, you remember that controversy there, and it was a big deal, and then the next day it wasn't a big deal. You remember that the Bills coach? That said a lot right there when that circumstance happened. And then we saw them go on a run last year, the last five or six games, Chris. He was nowhere to be found. He was Waldo. Where was he?
He averaged about 40 yards a game receiving
he was a non-existent. And maybe it was there, Chris, that they either said that they've had enough or that they decided. And then don't forget, he missed a big catch, right? He missed a big catch in the playoff game.
Yep.
That was it.
Absolutely. Tough catch, but he should have caught it.
A receiver of his ability should have caught that ball, right?
Yep.
That's all. I'm not saying he missed a ground ball through his legs, but a receiver of his ability, you would expect to catch that. And it didn't happen, so maybe they just decided, okay, you know, when you're putting up big numbers and you're a big-time player, Chris, you put up with stuff. When those production numbers go down and you're not making a big play, it's easy to part with somebody. And even though they're going to take a tremendous cap hit, right, of dead money, I should say, right?
$31 million, the most ever for a wide receiver.
That's a big number, and they're ready to do that. Tells you they wanted him out of Dodge. I mean,
well, Rob,
were you shocked?
Yes, I was. Everything you said, obviously there was stuff going on, but there had been stuff going on, and they had not traded him. And what I was more shocked, here's why I was shocked. One, they don't have a replacement. They also lost their number two receiver, Gabe Davis. You got Khalil Shakir. I don't know if he's a number one. I doubt it, but he's a good receiver. I like him a lot. But, you know, this is a deep draft for receivers, so obviously they're going to go get a receiver in the draft. Or there's talk that maybe they'll trade for Brandon Ayuk, Rob, which I would like that. But I was shocked because they right now at least don't have a replacement. And two, because they only got – and I get, you know, a second-round pick is nothing to sneeze at. But, Rob, they only got a second-round pick, and they left that much dead cap money on. They could have kept him this year and then – let him go next season, next offseason, with no dead cap hit. And so that shows you they just wanted him out of the building, it seems like. But, Rob, here's the real gist of this boils down to this, and this is what I want to ask you about, and I've got my views. I can go first if you want. Two questions. One, are the Bills still Super Bowl contenders? And two, is Josh Allen headed for a decline without his top receiver? Remember, and I get it, it was only his second year, but Josh Allen really exploded when Stephon Diggs got there. So what are your thoughts on that? You want me to go first, or you got thoughts you want to get off your chest on that?
No, you can go first.
Well, I do think, Rob, right now the Bills are no longer Super Bowl contenders. Now, they are playoff contenders. I actually think they've got a very good chance of still reaching the playoffs. They could win their division. Could. I think the Jets will have something to say about that if they stay healthy, and we'll get into that in another segment. But I think they've definitely taken a step back. Rob, they lost six of their eight captains from a year ago. They only have Josh Allen and Von Miller, who we know is old and past his prime. Those are their only two remaining captains. So that, I think they take a step back, but I do think they still are a top flight playoff contender, but not a legitimate super. I don't think they can get to the Super Bowl in the AFC. I think their defense, where they've lost Jordan Poyer and Trey White and some other good players, I think that defense will be strong again because that's what Sean McDermott, the head coach, knows. Last year, they had a lot of injuries. Trey Wright's been out for a while. Matt Milano got injured, who's a very good linebacker. And they kept chugging, and they were a top five or six defense in the league. So I think the defense will be fine. The offense, Rob, I don't think Josh Allen is going to take a step back. I think he's going to put up great individual numbers along with a lot of turnovers like he has, you know, always. But I think he's still going to play great individually, but I don't think the team will be as good. And I'm looking at their personnel, and Rob, I think you're going to see a lot of two tight end sets with Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox. I think they're going to run the ball more. James Cook, I think they should go out and get another back, maybe a J.K. Dobbins. He's still out there. And I think Josh Allen is going to run it. That's what led to them winning their last five games of the regular season. And that's where Stephon Diggs was kind of marginalized during that stretch, and they still were winning. So I think it looks like they're saying, hey, this worked for us. Let's lean into it and play to the elements that are in Buffalo. When you play in that type of weather, cold weather, snow during the playoffs, if you host the game, you should be a running team. You should be a tough team. You should be a hard-nosed crew. And they haven't been, and maybe they're leaning more into that. The danger there, Rob, and I'm wrapping this up, the danger is if you're going to have, if Josh Allen running more, are you setting him up to be Cam Newton? And I, by that, I mean, obviously Cam was great, But by that, I mean, are you setting him up to take more hits, more shots? He's big. He's not going to be protected like Lamar Jackson or some of these smaller quarterbacks. So are you setting him up to take some big shots and deliver some big shots? But at the end of the day, that will take a physical toll on him. And are you shortening his career? So that's where I think the Bills will be. I think they're going to still have a good chance to win that division and make the playoffs. But I don't think they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender anymore.
Not only are they not a legitimate Super Bowl contender, but the Buffalo Bills have done it again. They've missed another field goal wide right. They've thrown in the white towel. They've choked on a chicken wing bone. They are dead to the AFC East. And they have just handed over the AFC division title to the New York Jets. Mark it down. Remember, put it in your memory. And Alex, Rob G, mark this tape when they don't win the division and when they don't make the playoffs.
No. When the Jets win the division. That's really
I'm talking about when they don't. And I'm just saying, I don't know where they're going here. A team that 3 years ago was 13 seconds away from going to the Super Bowl to where they are now. To me, seems like they're going backwards, Chris. And I get it.
I don't think there's any doubt.
I get it. You got to make changes. You can't keep the same team in the NFL year after year. So I get that. But I'm not going to sit here. Even the general manager said, are we better today than we were yesterday? No, we're not. Of course they're not. I mean, even he can't even fudge that. Can't fudge it, Chris. He's going to sit there at a press conference and say he's better when he got draft picks. He didn't even know who the players are. He can't say that.
Right.
So all I'm saying is the Buffalo Bills are dead to the AFC East. Remember that. They are dead. D-E-A-D.
All right. Good spelling skills, right?
Thank you.
Were you in the
spelling
bees?
I went to Columbia. What's that?
Well, why you always forget the first place you went?
Oh, Southern Connecticut? I went there too.
Technical Institute of Agriculture. No. Were you? I was in the spelling bees when I was a kid. I mean, not like national ones, but we did them in school. I used to love them.
You know what's crazy?
I was a top speller.
As I was criticized for not doing it, Chris, and I would get 100 on my spelling test every week, and the teacher put me in to be on the spelling, to do it for the school. You know, you get up on stage and all that, the spelling bee.
Well, it was just students in your school.
Yeah, and I refused to do it. And she could, why? She said, I don't understand. You're an excellent speller, whatever. I said, if you give me 10 words on Monday and ask me to spell 10 words on Friday, I can do it. But I'm not a speller, stand up, you throw me a word. Do you know what I mean, Chris? If I do my homework and study the words, I can spell them. But I know I'm not a speller, on the moment. Yeah.
Even if you knew how to spell them, you just think that venue would kind of throw you off.
Yeah, I don't think I'm a superb speller. Some people, no matter what word you throw at them, have a good idea. I'm good.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's stick with basketball. I'm shocked at your take of this because I was there. You and I were both covering the NBA Finals when the Lakers of Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant, Karl Malone, and Gary Payton, all Hall of Famers, all all-time greats, took on the Detroit Pistons led by Chauncey Billups and Ben Wallace and Rasheed Wallace and Tayshaun Prince and Rip Hamilton in the finals. And we were covering, I was a neutral, you know, guy writing about it for the New York Times.
I was neutral too. I'm a columnist.
I felt bad for you.
Stop, Chris.
From afar.
Stop.
I was about to invite you out to brunch to just be like, bro,
stop.
You got to quit the cheerleader. Put the pom-poms down. I mean, you were so biased for the Pistons. And now, when your boy Chauncey Billups, along with Vince Carter, congratulations to both of those guys. Know them both, like them both, really good guys, and great players. I got no issues with them being in the Hall of Fame. They are now going to be inducted into the class of 2024. I got no issues.
You have no issues because the standard of the Basketball Hall of Fame is ambiguous. Nobody knows what's the criteria.
Who's ambiguous?
No, this one
baseball,
is because
football?
it's all over the place, and I don't know what it is because Chris, when you talk about Hall of Fame, it's turned into the Hall of Very Good, and I'll say that
it's
when
been
Scott
the case
when,
for all the sports, I when, think football is the most stringent.
No, not at all. Because I'll tell you this. The hardest because
baseball ain't because Scott Rowland just got.
But
in.
No, well, you're talking about one guy that squeaked in.
Others.
No, but I'm just saying there's a lot of guys, Chris, who didn't get in baseball who got in through the Veterans Committee. They're
what?
Questionable
they're
people.
In. They're in.
No, but my point
you
is
talk all that Veterans Committee.
No, but my point
ballot,
is
they got in. So stop it.
Look, and I'm not here to rip down Chauncey's career because The other guys who have gotten in, Tracy McGrady, who couldn't get out of the first round, he's in. There are all the guys. Chris, when you talk about Hall of Fame, to me, it's more than just compiling numbers and whatnot. It's about being like one of the greatest who ever played the game. That's me. I have a high threshold, and I'm not saying that other people aren't entitled to their opinions and their votes. I can't vote for you. I can't vote for the other writers who voted Scott Rowland in. I can't vote for the people who voted Chauncey Billups in. Those are their votes. But if right. you ask me, when you look at my ballot last year, baseball, I think I had two people on it. I have 10 votes. I think it should be where when you vote for the Hall of Fame, there should be no debate about you. When you talk about Julius Erving, Chris, Dr. J,
well,
there's no. Hear me out.
The 50 best players ever. No, that's a different thing.
Hear me out. Not when it comes to the Hall of Fame. To me, if there's a debate about your career, you're not a Hall of Famer. It should be the best of the best. There can't be a debate about Hank Aaron. There can't be a debate about Willie Mays. Those are Hall of Famers to me. You got to have some sort of, when I vote for guys now, Chris, they have to have a magic number. 500 home runs, 3,000 hits, some milestone, something that I can look at. 300 wins as a pitcher. That's how I vote. Other guys have 10 votes. They fill their ballot and they just say, well, I got 10 votes. I'm going to vote for 10 people. There aren't 10 people eligible, or I should say worthy for a Hall of Fame. You take your vote seriously when you vote on stuff. You go through it. You look at it. I don't think everybody does that. And I'm talking about when you start to look at these Hall of Fames, I don't know how many texts I got from friends in Detroit who love Chauncey Billups, who love the Pistons, who love that 2014, but they're like, Hall of Fame? Like, they don't think that a great run to a championship, Chris, and a finals MVP is worthy of saying, if he's not a Hall of Fame, then everybody else on that team, do they get into?
No, to me, he was the leader and best player. I mean, Ben Wallace is in. Chauncey was better. Ben Wallace, I know, won 4 Defensive Player of the Year awards.
But he won 4. How many players have done that?
That's fine, but Ben Wallace better than Chauncey Billups? Ben Wallace was
I didn't say better, but he has something.
Bruiser, but that – here's the thing, though, and I hear you on your points, and if we wanted to just make – I mean, you could set an incredibly high standard
where
basically the 50 best NBA players are in the Hall of Fame. And, of course, Chauncey Billups isn't on that list. A lot of Hall of Famers aren't on that list. And you could do it for the same other sports as well. My point is this, Robin. This is something you do have to grapple with. The precedent has been set.
I agree with you.
And it wasn't – well, no, let me finish. It wasn't set by you and me. All right? And the precedent has been set. There are guys from yesteryear who are in all of the Hall of Fames who might not have all the accolades, may not have been as great, but they're in. And now, so that's the standard, like it or not. Because if they let some guys who were really good but not great in 1975, and they're a host of guys in like that, now today we're supposed to cut it off and say, oh, now it's only going to be a guy that was, you know, 4 times first team all NBA. You got to win 2 MVPs to be. No, it's the same thing with the MVP vote. When I vote, Rob, you know this. There's kind of been a, when voting for guys for MVP in the NBA, there's kind of been, I don't want to, some people term it voter fatigue. I think it's more, you know, there are obviously several guys that have tremendous seasons every year. And it's like, if it's close, this guy's already got 3. This guy's all-time great, doesn't have any. Give him 1. I mean, Michael Jordan, Rob, you know this, could have won the MVP award 10 times. LeBron could have won it more than 4. There are a few other players we could name like that. But they gave Karl Malone 2. Was he ever better than Jordan? No. Barkley got 1. Was he ever better than Jordan? No. And now, so Jokic, who knows how many times he could get it in the future. But is that fair to the other guy? So now Jokic ends up being a guy with 8 MVPs because the criteria's changed. So I just think the precedent has been set. And I look at Chauncey Billups-Rock. Do you have a problem with Reggie Miller being in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Okay. Chauncey Billups made as many All-Star teams. They both made 5. They both were 3-time All-Pros. But Chauncey's got some things that Reggie doesn't have. All defensive player, won a championship. Reggie's numbers aren't crazy great.
But didn't Reggie also, and here's the other issue with the basketball, don't they also count his college career? That's a counted Carmelo's.
Well, I mean, Chauncey only played once.
No, but you know, I'm just saying.
Year. Didn't he only play 1 year at Colorado?
And the Olympics. I mean, there are other. That's the problem with the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Reggie and Chauncey are in, and I think a lot of players.
Did
are
Chauncey
in
play on the Olympic
because
team?
Of their NBA career? I don't know offhand. I would assume he did.
He did in 96 and 96. Okay.
They won it those years. They won the gold medals. But I'm looking at mainly NBA. And I think Vince, do you have an issue with Vince? You got more of an issue with Chauncey or Vince?
I
would give the nod to Dominique Wilkins, slightly better than Vince. But I think Vince is comparable. For more than a decade, Vince was 25 points a night. One of the most prolific scorers in the league. And obviously, the dunking shouldn't put you in the Hall of Fame, but in my book, the greatest game dunker ever. And so, I mean, he's somewhat iconic. So I got no problem with either one of them. I hear what you're saying, but Vince Carter was phenomenal. Tracy McGrady was phenomenal. I mean, Rob, look, with all due respect, and he was great. And again, I got no issues with him being in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, so let me ask you this real
quick. Tiny Archibald, Rob, had like 4 great years. Same thing with Earl the Pearl Monroe. I mean, with Tiny, it was because of injuries. But look at Tiny's numbers.
But
he played.
Well, he was an MVP. What else did he have?
He won a championship as a distributing point guard with the Celtics when Bird led him there.
Let me ask you this real quick.
I got no problem with Tiny.
Let me ask you this.
But I'm saying, look at some of the dudes. Earl the Pearl, Calvin Murphy. And you going to tell me Chauncey Billups can't be in? You got issues with him?
So let me ask you.
Calvin
Blake
Murphy
Griffin,
made one All-Star
Blake Griffin
team.
A Hall of Famer to you?
No.
Why not? He's got
I don't
six,
think he was good enough.
6-time All-Star, 5-time All-NBA. Which is similar to Vince. Vince had 8 times Chris an All-Star and only twice.
I don't think Blake
twice
was,
all time all NBA. Yep. Twice
right. compared to five. Off the accolades. Now some people might look at Blake's accolades and say he's got to be in. I don't just go off that. But I don't think Blake was great, but I don't think he was a Hall of Famer.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the iCouple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. Bottom of the hour, the man, Rob, who filled in for you, has filled in for you the last few times you've been off. That is, of course, is Martin Weiss. And I got to keep now, it huh? real. Yeah, I mean, he's been a nice punching bag.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
he you know, I punish him. I'm teaching him the ropes. He's stepping up into the arena. He's stepping up in class. And I have to show him what time it is. But he keeps on ticking. So, you know, I'm proud
keep
of
having him back.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You do the same. You know, bringing on all your little ex-athletes and slapping them around and all that, making yourself feel good. Nah.
Hey, I be putting in work. All I know is, Chris, you always come away with a sweet tooth or like, you know, from all the lollipops you've been eating, you know, when I'm off. Chris got to go to the dentist after he does a few shows when I'm off. Everything's not funny. Yeah, you're right, Alex. Everything is not. Alex, so, are you enjoying the show? Are you enjoying this lively two-man show?
I mean, I love it.
He clearly loves the herd. So you
love it. It's not quite Colin, but it's cool.
Oh, wow.
I know. Anytime Colin, all Colin has to do is wink at him and
it's all over.
He's running at after
I do get
Colin.
Twinkle toes, Chris. You're right.
You know my what? God. I want you to one day when Colin says, hey, you know, Alex, I need you to do my show, say, Colin, you know, like, I'm with the Odd Couple. I want to do a hard, thought-provoking radio show that has two black hosts on it. Is
that's
that
a good
it?
Thing
that'll
to say.
That'll be the
but
way
Rob,
to get
you
out
remember,
of Colin.
When I took this show, I told you I wanted an open relationship. I like to see other shows sometimes.
I guess you're right.
Yeah. Speaking of relationships, what's going on with Mrs. Whole
Foods? Oh, my gosh. So it's all been
maybe
pretty well, actually, CB.
Oh, okay.
Do you want the
good.
Update?
Yeah.
Here you go, CB. She moved back to her place, and she just left today. She stayed for a few days at my place.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
So it's going very well, CB.
So she moved out of the other situation.
Yeah, she's back in SD, and lovers, stars have been meeting quite often.
Wow.
Very nice. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you.
I do want you to know, Alex, you know, and I thought of this when I said working for two black hosts. So once we had the Super Bowl, Chris, and New Orleans, and the radio station only had two rooms. It was three of us. Me, my radio partner, Mark Wilson, and our producer, Flaj. And so we had to figure out who was going to sleep with who, right? Because it's three people in only two rooms for the Super Bowl. So you know what I said? Give me the money shot. I said, black guys in one room, white guys in the other. I got my own room.
Oh, they were both white.
Yeah, Chris, that ain't bad.
You're the best.
That's smart. Chris, that is smart.
That's
we in the South. Were y'all in the South? We're in the South. Yeah. We're segregating this mug. We in one room.
They looked at me. They looked at me. They laughed. And they went, well, took their room.
Yeah, that'd be a tough.
That's the only time that being black worked out for me, Chris.
Oh,
Rob.
Oh, God. Don't you dare.
All right. I'll be honest, Rob. Now as a grown man, like, you know, in college, I mean, obviously, my freshman year, I had a roommate. I had a single dorm after that. But also playing basketball, when we travel.
You always had a roommate, right?
I had a roommate. I got to be honest. It would be hard for me to room with somebody now. You know, another guy. Just, you know, you just get used to, as an adult, you got your own space. Nothing wrong with it, obviously. But I used to do it not even thinking twice, you know.
But now, as you get older, it's different.
Yeah, you get your
own. Even in my
space,
case, I'm single. I never would have a roommate. You know what I mean, Chris? Like,
yeah, if I could avoid it. I mean, if you're in a situation where you can't avoid it, that's one thing. Or finances.
But if you can, financially, if you can afford it, you would get your own place.
Yeah, you like your own space, no doubt. All right, Rob, we started off talking about the Stephon Diggs trade. From Buffalo to Houston, we talked about it from the Bills' standpoint. You said they will not make the playoffs. I said they still have a chance to make the playoffs and win that division. But they are no longer a Super Bowl contender. What about the Houston Texans? Now, most people, including myself, feel like the Texans got a great deal. Because Stephon Diggs, Rob, he's got 1 year of guaranteed money left on his deal. And they could, if he were a problem for whatever reason, age, acting up, this, you know, the malcontent, whatever, they could release him after this season and have no dead cap money next year. So even though he's got, you know, the NFL deals, he's got a few years left, but the guaranteed money is gone. And so I think it's a great move for them, Rob. They have the receiving core now, Nico Collins, who had a very nice year, was almost a Pro Bowler last year. Tank Dell, who played great until he got hurt. Now you've got Stephon Diggs. Even if he's not quite, and I'm not saying he can't be, but even if he's not quite the guy he was in his prime, that still is a three-headed monster that with C.J. Stroud throwing him the football is going to be a force to be reckoned with. They added Joe Mixon in the backfield, Rob. The defense with a defensive coach, D'Amico Ryans, added Danielle Hunter, a Pro Bowl linebacker. I mean, I don't know what's not to like. Rob, this is, I would tell Jerry Jones, this is what all in means, Jerry. Don't say all in and then sit on your keister and twiddle your thumbs all off season. This is what all in means. And Rob, it's smart because they've got what looks like a star quarterback on his rookie deal. So you can go get big moneyed players to put around him. And that's when you go for that Super Bowl. We've seen it work. They haven't won it yet, but we've seen it work with the Niners and Brock Purdy. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes, who's of course on a different level, but with the Chiefs. Carson Wentz had a great year with Philly. Like, we've seen it. Jalen Hurts, you know, with the Eagles. Several teams, quarterback on a rookie deal. He's productive. He plays well. You put the right pieces around him, and you got a chance to get to the big game. So, I love what I'm seeing with the Houston Texans. I think they are clearly the best team in the AFC South. I would put them, Rob, I still think Kansas City and Baltimore, the top two teams in the AFC with the Texans slightly, I think, we'll see, but slightly below those two, but certainly with a chance to do some damage this year.
Yeah, I'm not convinced because of year one, and I need to see another year before I'm convinced that they took the steps. I like the moves too, Chris. Doesn't mean that you're going to have a repeat of what you did last year when no one was expecting it, when they have more film on your quarterback, and people are going to make adjustments, as we know, as a second year. Everybody thought Lawrence down in Jacksonville, Chris, that they had made the move, and he had a step back. Like, he had a step back last year. He just didn't play as well. And I know that wasn't year two, but I'm just saying after we thought they
and
had
he didn't
taken
– I mean, C.J. Stroud arguably had the best rookie year ever for a quarterback.
No, I'm just saying, but I'm still not convinced. And then I look at the other teams. I'm not going to count Cincinnati out. I'm going to take a look at some of the other teams as Cleveland last year. I know that the Texans beat them, but Cleveland's defense was really good.
Them.
Yeah, really good. It could have been a bad day at the office too. And then they're going to get Deshaun Watson back. I don't know what he's going to be as a quarterback. So when I look around the AFC, I still like some other teams. And for me, the Texans are just, not that I don't like what I see, but I need to see them do it a second year before I'm convinced that they're on that plateau. I know that last year was good because it came out of nowhere. No one was expecting it, a rookie quarterback, a rookie head coach. Chris, so you're not even looking for anything. And they put on something.
Yeah, but that changed. I mean, halfway through the season, people knew, okay, they're for real.
Yeah.
And, but, I mean, Cleveland certainly, like you said, one of the best defenses in the league, certainly was looking for, you know.
But that doesn't mean because that happens in one game.
It's not just one game, though. They played great the whole year.
No.
They didn't play great.
And teams had tape. I mean, this isn't 1975.
Nah, but things change.
Teams get tape on you. I mean, they played 17 games. They had plenty of tape on CJ. Brock Purdy.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that's the team that they play, Chris. I'm talking about the team that they play next year. Doesn't mean that they had enough time to dissect what they do, their plays, figure it out. I'm talking about for next after next season. Now, of course, they watch the games, but I'm talking about the teams from next year, their second year. There's always an adjustment.
No, week to week, they didn't have time to figure, you know, see what they're doing.
They have a whole, they'll be able to look at the whole season as a whole and look for things that they do and don't do well. And that's where they build their game plans. That's all I'm saying. I'm just, I need more than one season. That's all.
I get it. I want to see CJ do it again. But I'm saying, I don't think it's comparable to Trevor Lawrence taking a step back, because Trevor had a bad year. As a rookie, was nothing like CJ Stroud is.
No, and but I'm talking about having a coming back and just having a, like falling off from last year after that playoff comeback. People thought they had taken a step or taken a turn. Oh my God!
Well, yeah, look what's happened. Also had four interceptions in the first half. Like
I get it, but it was a major comeback though in the second half, and he played really well.
Yeah, he was fine, but I just think CJ Stroud's on a different level. It's fair to say I want to see it for a second year. But now rumor on the streets are saying you think they're the fifth best team in the AFC at best. So what are the four teams ahead of them?
Well, I got the Ravens, Cincinnati, Kansas City, and what was my other team I had? I'm just like blanking out. And I still would put Cleveland ahead of them. I'm going to put Cleveland ahead of them.
Cleveland?
Yep.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.